The University of Alaska's Board of Regents will consider plans for a proposed timber sale in the Chilkat Valley next week. The decision on whether or not the board would approve the development and disposal plan was postponed at a meeting last month. Some regents raised concerns about the lack of information on the proposed sale. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the university has been criticized in the past for their public process during land sales.
In March, the University of Alaska announced it was working towards a timber sale on 13,400 acres of land in the Haynesboro. The proposed 10-year negotiated sale would produce 150 million board feet. The Facilities and Land Management Committee for the university's Board of Regents met at the end of May to review the proposed timber sale. At the meeting, Regent Joe Heckman questioned the university's policy on the negotiated sale process and stated that the board was being asked to make a decision with inadequate information.
When you say the brevity of the document is because that is how it's defined in our policy, are we real proud of that policy? You know, it's hard for us to make a decision, a balanced, informed decision when the information is not there.
No specific details have been provided about which areas of the university's lands will be harvested and how the timber would be logged. Vice Chair John Davies suggested the board seek public comment further along in negotiations and submit the final contract to the board for approval. UA Land Management Office Director Christine Klein opposed this idea, saying it could disrupt the sale.
It is not a standard process for the public to be involved in a very technical timber sale negotiated contract. It could put us in a situation where the buyer looks at other markets instead of this one.
Davies' recommendation was voted down 2-1 by the committee, but they did not rule out the possibility of discussing it further when the entire board was present. The university provides a public comment period for all of its timber sales. The deadline for comments on the sale in the Chilkat Valley was extended twice, running until May 22nd. But the Haynesboro Assembly has expressed frustration with the university's public process. In May, the Assembly sent a letter criticizing the format for its open house on the timber sale. They requested the university address concerns and answer residents' questions in public rather than individually. This isn't the first time the university's timber sales have come under scrutiny for lacking transparency. During a previous university timber sale on Mitkoff Island, the Petersburg Borough and the city of Kupernov requested the university suspend the finalization of its contract. In a 2014 letter, the borough claimed the Board of Regents made the decision in the absence of a meaningful public process. The university has not provided specific information about where and how the buyer would harvest timber in the Chilkat Valley, partly because they are engaged in a negotiated sale. Not all terms of the sale will be available until the negotiations are complete. At the open house, the Land Management Office explained that a negotiated sale allows them to secure a purchaser and avoid a deal falling through after years of negotiation. Director Christine Klein said even though it speeds up the sale process, once it is set, they will be able to better address the community's needs.
If we do a negotiated sale, which we can lock in at least the interest in the buyer, then there's room for flexibility to negotiate things that can be done to meet the community's needs.
At its May 31st meeting, the Facilities and Land Management Committee voted to postpone discussion of the development and disposal plan in order to allow more time for university administration to provide a full presentation. UA Public Affairs Vice President Roberta Graham says if the board approves the plan, the university's land management office will begin talks with the buyer. The administration expects to bring essential terms back to the Board of Regents for review and approval. Graham noted that a vital process for exchange of input and information is being established by the UA Land Management Office and the Haynes community through the ongoing development of the Haynes Action Committee, a local committee of stakeholders. The Board of Regents will discuss plans for the proposed sale at a special meeting on June 19th. A live stream of the conversation will be available on the university's website from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.